The three-day conference was opened by the Vice President Kwesi Emesa-Atta on the theme Game Change for the Economy, the Role of the Regional Level of Governance. The host regional minister, Alhaji Amidu Suleimani, read the communique, said the regional ministers have pledged to collaborate with other relevant stakeholders to ensure that a congenial atmosphere exists for the forthcoming district-level elections.
We hereby resolve to deepen the decentralization process and enhance regional-level governance, support the proposal of the Interministerial Coordinating Committee to introduce regional integrated budget into the national annual budget, work in collaboration with other relevant stakeholders to ensure that a congenial atmosphere exists for the forthcoming district-level elections, vigorously support any efforts aimed at identifying additional sources of funding for the regional coordinating councils, take all necessary measures to protect our environment, water bodies, forest reserves, and the general ecosystem, and vigorously use the local economic development-led and public-private partnership, PPP, initiatives as vehicle for promoting rapid socio-economic development at the regional and district levels.
The conference recommended that appropriate legislation be passed to confiscate equipment used in illegal mining.
Labor unions should continue to use dialogue to resolve their concerns to promote industrial peace and harmony in the country. Laws on production and possession of small arms in the country should be strictly enforced. Public education on Ebola, cholera, and other communicable diseases should be intensified. Appropriate legislation should be passed to confiscate the equipment of individuals and groups who use them to engage in illegal mining activities. Steps be taken to strengthen regional security councils and district security committees to enable them to discharge their duties effectively.
The ministers congratulated President Mahama on his election to the high office of the chairman of ECOWAS and commended him for the exemplary leadership he has demonstrated so far. They reassured the president their unflinching support for his able leadership and thanked him for the confidence he reposed in them.